Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Rob F. Switch, coming at you.
And this is the Video Game Music Podcast, featuring only music from the 8-bit and 16-bit era of video games. And you might notice that our theme song is different for today. It's because it's appropriate for today's topic, which we won't get into just yet, because we have some top-of-the-show business to cover first.
We'll let the suspense build.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you'll be able to hear the music more, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, before we get going, just to mention a couple things about regarding our last episode, the Kenyo Yamashita interview and focus that we did. Couple things we forgot to mention on that episode was that she did work on a Super Famicom game called Ghost Sweeper.
Yes.
Actually, I think there's more to the name of that game than just Ghost Sweeper. But also, she did the music to a game called Captain Saver. This is something you found out.
Right.
Through some interaction with her you had online, right?
Well, there was a YouTube video that credited her as the composer to the music, and the YouTube videos are for Captain
Save.
No. Power Blade 2.
Yeah, Power Blade 2, right.
Which was released in Japan as Captain Saver.
Yeah, right.
And the only reason I didn't play tracks from that was because I didn't know. So I contacted Kenyo Yamashita, and I got a confirmation that she did indeed compose music for Captain Saver, and she saw the YouTube videos. So that was her music.
She said, didn't she say, she said that she composed all the music to Captain Saver, but wasn't sure if they used all her music for the North American release.
Correct.
Power Blade 2. But what I did is I just ended up comparing the soundtracks to both.
Okay.
And looking at gameplay footage from both games or something like that. I did something to that extent. And it seemed to me that all the music was the same. So Power Blade 2, Kenyo Yamashita.
Well, that's just another great title, and it sucks because I wanted to play a track from that, a track or two.
Right.
But hey, that's what the free play's for.
Right, free play, and yeah. So, but now we do know that. So that was sort of missing from that episode was some Power Blade 2.
Yes,
or/ Captain Saver, and then also that full name of that other game is called Ghost Sweeper Mikami, which she did some music to. Anyway, so I think that's what it's called. Okay. Yeah, that's the Super Famicom game. All right, I think that's it. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, yeah, one other thing. I was doing some email interactions with her myself, and I ended up following up with some of the shorter songs in Castlevania that we didn't cover in the interview.
Okay.
And the Game Start, Life Lost, Boss Defeated, and Game Over music from Castlevania. They're all kind of shorter tracks, like under 10 seconds. She confirmed that she did compose all of those tracks as well.
Wow.
So, anyway, for what it's worth, that, you know, I just thought that pretty much actually gives you a complete composer breakdown for Castlevania, with the exception of, I think, one song, which is, I think, maybe Game Completed, and then also there was a song that was, I think, in the password screen, which is only in the Japanese version. I think maybe the music in that, too. It's not confirmed who did that. But anyway, so that's that. Before we get into our topic, let's mention our sponsor, Destiny Games.
Absolutely. Destiny Games, 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548 for all of your gaming needs.
That brings us to today's topic. Right now, our theme song we're using is one of the potential tracks that actually, Rob, you brought to the table on our first episode, the theme song episode, when we were deciding which one would be our theme song.
For all the listeners out there right now, can you guess? Composer? Game? No?
Should I let them in on it?
Let them in.
This is Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And music by David Wise. And this was one of the selections you brought in to be a potential theme song. So
right.
Since today's topic, which we haven't mentioned what it is yet, it is movies. we thought we would use this song to be the theme song, you know, the intro song for today's episode. So today's topic is movies.
And
what meaning we're going to be playing all music from video games that were based on films.
Right.
And
just to note, it won't be music adapted from the motion pictures themselves.
Right. It's all music composed original music composed for the game that is based on a movie. So you won't be hearing, you know, say if we played, you know, Indiana Jones, you won't hear the famous John Williams, you know, music adapted to 16-bit and 8-bit hardware. You'll be hearing original music that John Williams did not work on. But I don't think either one of us are playing anything from Indiana Jones.
I am not. Yeah. Here at Legacy Music, our headquarters, the mood has been set with lighting.
Right. Well, the lights were off in here.
Yes.
And it's getting dark. And Rob asked, hey, should I turn the lights on? And I thought, well, let's make it more like a movie theater and keep the lights off. Wait, did I just say turn the lights off or on?
Off.
Yeah. Oh, I meant...
keep the lights off.
But when you asked me, should I turn the lights on? I said turn the lights on, right?
Turn the lights on.
Yeah. I just, for some reason, couldn't remember if I said off or on. Oh. Anyway, yeah, so we decided to keep the lights off, so it's more like a movie theater, and so we're kind of doing this in the dark right now.
And here we are.
Okay.
Just grab some popcorn.
Yeah, grab some popcorn on this episode. Yeah.
Turn
the lights off.
Take your seat and prepare yourself for our movie episode.
Smell the seat before you sit down on it, because you don't know who else has been sitting in that for the last 2 hours, and might stink really bad. I do that when I go to a movie theater.
Oh, that's a conversation for another time.
Mm-hmm. It's a conversation for maybe even a different podcast.
Yes.
A seat-smelling podcast. Okay, so I'm going to start things off with something from Rambo. This is the Nintendo game.
Okay.
Rambo. It was developed by Pac-In Video, but published by Acclaim. And I'm surprised I haven't played anything else. I used Rambo was actually one of my selections for the theme song episode.
Right.
The title, you know, that was one of my, we could have used that actually.
Yes.
I just realized. Gosh, wow, that would have been a good one too. But so I haven't played anything from Rambo since that first episode, surprisingly, because this is a good soundtrack. And this is a game I've beat, I'm proud to say. And anyway, I'm going to play something from Rambo.
Okay.
And the composer is unknown. Could not find a composer for this one.
Got it.
Anyway, this is called Headquarters/Safe Zone. And it's from Rambo for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music from Rambo for the Nintendo Entertainment System, composer unknown. This is Headquarters/Safe Zone.
I was just thinking about the when you had mentioned that I had rained on your Rambo parade.
I didn't say that.
You did.
I didn't say rained on Rambo parade.
You did.
No, you're making that up. Making
no,
that
no,
up.
From our first episode.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh, I said that in the
because
first episode?
You had played a song from this game, one that you just played in the break.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I just remember I had told you. I had said something because I was hurt that you didn't. I think you didn't like my Roger Rabbit song.
Really?
We had that conversation.
Huh. Really?
What's anyway, that? And you said you rained on my Rambo parade.
Oh, really? I said that?
Yes.
That song is so good, though. The title song for Rambo.
I like this song better.
This one? Than the Rambo song?
Yes.
Oh. No, the other song's better, definitely.
That's good.
I do like this song, though. I like this bass line and stuff, and I don't know, it's got a cool sound to it. Anyway.
It's a shorty.
Very short. Very short. It's a shorty. It's a shorty. It's like 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to start off with Rambo 3.
Okay.
I'd like to start off with Rambo, since we're on a Rambo theme.
Yeah.
This was one of the first games I played on the Sega Genesis.
Okay.
This is music for Mission 2, Part 1, and also again for Mission 6.
Okay.
The music is very fitting for what you're doing in these stages. The composer, also unknown.
Okay.
So here is music from Rambo 3, Mission 2, Part 1, and Mission 6. Rambo 3, Mission 2, Part 1, and Mission 6 for the Sega Genesis. In this, for Mission 2, Part 1, you're actually sneaking around. The point is not to get caught in this stage.
Yeah.
I don't remember if Mission 6 is the same or not, but this music is so fit. It's almost...
It's tense.
It's tense, but it's almost like a film score.
Okay.
I think, you know, that scene where someone is sneaking around.
Mm-hmm. I like this. I like this song. I'm going to stay with the Genesis.
Okay.
And play something from a game that I found out about through you. I didn't find out about the game through you, but I found out, I started listening to the soundtrack because of you. It's from Ghostbusters.
Okay, I remember.
And you played the second case on one of the previous, oh, maybe it was the horror episode, mm-hmm, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I listened to that one. There's some good tracks on this Ghostbusters for the Genesis. And the one I'm going to play is First Case, Home Sweet Home. And this is music composed by Kazuhiko Nagai. And I think he's the alias that's used in the credits is Nave, or Nav, just N-A-V, period.
Okay.
Nav is the alias, and Kazuhiko Nagai is the actual composer's name. And, yeah, this is First Case, Home Sweet Home, from Ghostbusters for the Sega Genesis. This is music from Ghostbusters for the Sega Genesis. I really like this beginning part. And again, this is music by Kazuhiko Nagai, otherwise known as Nave or Nav.
Nav.
I like this too. Didn't there's a ba-dum. I like that. Ba-dum.
I am going to play a track from Batman.
Right.
For the NES.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I played the title theme, the intro theme, mm-hmm. on a previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'd like to play stage one music.
Yeah. I had this track picked out as well.
It's a very recognizable tune.
Yeah, I think this is a favorite of video game music fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
The composers for this track are Noaki Kodaka and Nobuyuki Hara.
Yeah, and you know, Noaki Kodaka, you know, he's the composer of Blaster Master also. He's actually Sunsoft's main composer. And Nobuyuki Hara, yeah.
So this is a Sunsoft title, Stage 1 from Batman for the NES. Here you go. Batman. And that is stage one. Such a great track.
Yeah,
Right.
I like this part that's like, oh, that dun dun, like it's like coming up right here. It's right here. Look. Dun dun dun. You know, like, I don't know. Just the way that comes in and kind of a.
Does it sound like that? There's some echo on that high voice.
Yeah, it does have a kind of that reverb-y sound, yeah.
That's it's so good.
Yeah, this is a good track, yeah. I also like the first part a lot, too. It's actually, my favorite part is actually this part right here, actually. Like this first section here. I'm going to keep it going with Sunsoft.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to play something from Gremlins 2, the new batch. And
they're back.
Is that what they say?
I think that was the tagline on the movie poster.
That's not Poltergeist?
Actually for a lot of movies.
They're here. Yeah, it's a lot of movies, right?
They're here.
No, it's They're Here is what it is, Poltergeist, right? They're Here. I don't know. So, yeah, Gremlins 2, the new batch, same composers as Batman, Naoki Kodaka and Nobuyuki Hara, and an additional composer, Shinichi Seiya. And the track we're going to hear is Ventilation Shafts from Gremlins 2 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. We'll be right back. This is Gremlins 2, The New Batch, from composers Naoki Kodoka, Nobuyuki Hara, and Shinichi Seiya. This is Ventilation Shafts. I love this right here. I like the first one the most, but I like how they use this sort of like digga 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 digga, you know. Listen to the drums here. The drums have like a sort of a tom-tom sound to it.
Sure.
You hear the tom-toms? I like this. I like that. It's like a good track.
Yeah, very Gremlins. E.
Oh yeah, Gremlins-esque. Yeah, I know, it's got that Gremlins sound to it.
I am going to play another NES track.
Okay.
From Sunsoft.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another Sunsoft.
Yes. Platoon.
Okay.
If you can believe it.
Right. I actually think that Platoon wasn't developed by Sunsoft, but it was only published by Sunsoft.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because I remember, I think I listened to the Platoon and it was, for one thing, the music sounds very different from, Batman and Gremlins too. But I think that Sunsoft only published, I think it might have been Ocean. Ocean, was it, or something like that? Ocean Software,
you know,
or something.
I forget
like that?
Where I read it, but you're right. Yeah. You're right. I think they did just publish it.
Yeah.
So this is a very interesting choice of for a movie to base a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or to make a game based off of.
Well, like, why do you say that?
Well, it's a very serious subject, and at the time,
right?
You know, you would think they're making games from cartoons, or Roger Rabbit, which is live action but still cartoony.
Well, you know, Rambo.
But that's a little more on the fantasy side.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Schindler's List for the Nintendo was great. I mean, that was really fun. You didn't never play that?
No. I somehow missed that one.
Uh-huh.
This one.
No, it is a serious movie though. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, you know, Rambo was kind of serious. I mean, you know, Sylvester Stallone's character in Rambo, is you know, he's a Vietnam vet and he's kind of goes crazy, basically, you know.
But you can see it's.
I know what you mean. I know it's not as it's not as dark as Platoon.
Right.
I mean, Platoon is what it's Oliver Stone, you know. Yes. So it's going to be dark.
Right.
Like it's almost like it's not as dark as if they made a game based on Casualties of War. Did you ever see that?
Oh yeah.
Or even Full Metal Jacket would be
Full Metal Jacket
the game. Yeah, I guess you're right. Platoon is a little bit of a weird movie to base it on. It is kind of serious. Yeah.
Hamburger Hill, the movie.
I don't know that one.
I mean the game.
I don't know that
You don't know Hamburger Hill?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, this one is from composer. In my research, I found the composer was listed as new.
Right. And I think that, I'm not sure about this, but I think it's actually, I mean, obviously that's a, you know, alias or something, but.
Sure.
No, it actually says new on the credits too for this game too.
Right.
I looked at. But, I think that the guy's name is actually Jonathan Dunn, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to play the title screen music to Platoon for the NES.
Thank you.
Platoon. Title screen music.
Do you want to say anything else about it?
It's I wonder if they ever considered using the original music.
I'm sure.
For this game.
Sure they did.
I mean, who owns the rights to the Adagio for strings?
Oh, is that what's used for this?
Well, it's one of the main themes in Platoon.
Hmm. I don't know. Isn't that kind of stuff kind of... Isn't classical music kind of like public domain or something like that? Or
it just makes me wonder why when they could have. But I like this choice.
Well, it sounds more like a video game.
They should make a war movie and put this in it.
Hmm. That'd be neat.
We're surrounded by Charlie.
Is that Defoe? Willem Defoe?
I was trying to go for Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that's Charlie. Oh, Charlie Sheen. Okay, yeah.
No, but Charlie is the term they used for the Viet Cong.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
yeah,
we're
yeah,
surrounded,
yeah.
But I just wanted to see how that would sound with this.
It's surrounded by Charlie Sheen. Okay, I'm going to play something from a game called Super Back to the Future 2.
Super Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, this only came out in Japan for the Super Famicom. And it's the only Back to the Future game that's good. Although I've never played it, but from what I've read and heard.
Okay.
But, you know, there was a lot of Back to the Future games that came out. I mean, not a lot, but there were some that came out for Nintendo. And I don't know, maybe some other systems. And they weren't good. And the one that actually is good, has good graphics, good music and stuff, Super Famicom, it's called Super Back to the Future 2.
Okay.
And this is composed by Hitoshi Sakamoto. And I'm going to play round 3-1. Now, here's the thing about round 3-1. This game does use the score, the Alan Silvestri score from the movie, you know, adapts it to the Super Famicom hardware. But the track, you know, the track I'm going to play, it's not music from the movie, but it does actually use the chord changes from the original song, like the main theme, you know?
Okay.
But it's so different. And the melody is totally different too. That as you'll see, it sort of seems to be inspired by the original song, but it's not. It's a different song though. It does seem to have the same chord changes though.
Got it.
As you'll see. So take a listen to that. And like basically, if you heard this song in a different game, you wouldn't think it was Back to the Future. But knowing it is Back to the Future, it does kind of sound like Back to the Future. But anyway, you'll see what I mean. Okay. Anyway, so music from Super Back to the Future 2 for the Super Famicom. Music from Super Back to the Future 2 for the Super Famicom. Music composed by Hitoshi Sakamoto. And this is round 3-1.
Well, this is just the exact theme song to a T.
I like this a lot. I like this part especially. But yeah, I don't know. Can you hear how this is the same? It's not really, I mean, unless you really were, I guess, I mean, knowing it's a Back to the Future, you can hear it, but it sort of does sound like it, though. It's actually, especially the second part. We'll wait for the second part to come about, because I'll sing along the how it actually goes along with it. But, like right here. Dun da 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 Something like that, like that.
Okay.
Kind of. So it's kind of... I'll be playing more from Super Back to the Future 2 on another episode.
Very nice. Up next, I would like to... Let's keep it on a 16-bit tip.
Okay.
Another track for the Sega Genesis. Wait, another track from a game for the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to play something from Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
And this track comes to us from composers Matt Furness and Sean Hollingsworth.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually heard from
Hollingsworth or Hollingsworth?
Hollingsworth.
Yeah.
And we've heard from Matt Furness before.
Yes, yeah.
You played a Lost Vikings track?
Yeah, yeah. Matt Furness, yeah, he's done a lot of stuff, yeah.
And played some Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
So this this one is called Time to Escape from the game Terminator for the Sega Genesis. From the game Terminator, Matt Furness and Sean Hollingsworth. This is a very, it's got that electronic music feel to it, you know, drum and bass,
mm-hmm.
in a way. And it just does this for the remainder of the track. But I think if I remember correctly, you are trying to escape at this stage, because I did play this game.
Well, I guess that's why they called it that.
Time to Escape?
Yeah.
It's a good theory.
Yeah.
I like where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm. It'd be kind of funny, though, if people were just sort of hanging out with this music playing, like in a room, you know, or something, you know what I mean? Or people were just chilling out somewhere, and then this is the music that was playing.
Time to escape.
Like they weren't escaping at all. They were just hanging out. Like actually, just imagine like a room of people, like a room of like four guys just hanging out in lounge chairs, and this music is playing. They're just relaxing.
Hey,
dude, I just want to relax, you know? I just want to chill out for a little bit.
Hey,
I'm just going to chill, dude. Hey, can you... Dude, get me a drink, dude.
Are you hungry?
Nah, I am hungry, but I just want to kind of just chill out here for a little bit, you know?
I want to make a sandwich, but I think I'll just sit down here.
Dude, it's just a really chill day, dude. That's all. Up next, I'm going to play something from Willow.
Willow. Did you used to do that in grade school?
I don't know. I probably did this. I probably went, Willow! That sounds more like...
I've never even seen it.
You haven't seen Willow?
No, but everyone used to.
Rob.
Hey, I'm sorry. It's one of those that I wasn't allowed to see very many movies. I wasn't allowed to go to the theater, number one, when I was a kid.
Why?
It's just the way I was raised.
Oh, come on.
But when we did start renting videos, I mean, Willow was just, it missed the list.
Oh, man, you got to see this movie. Look, I'll be honest. When I saw it in 1987 or 88 when it came out, I thought it was really awesome. And I thought that way for a long time. And then I watched it again maybe 10 years after that, and I didn't think it was as cool.
Okay.
But it is pretty cool, though, and there's some cool stuff, definitely.
Does anybody say, Willow?
Probably, sort of. Well, I guess
all
so.
The kids used to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
And usually, the girl who was really short got pegged with Willow, the Willow. They used to call a girl the Willow.
Uh-huh.
It's very cruel.
Yeah. Well, the line that I would quote from Willow all the time was this: "You are great." You are great. It's Willow talking about Mad Mordigan, who he kind of thinks is a lowlife at first, but then he sees Mad Mordigan fighting, and it proves to Willow that he actually is a warrior guy. And then he's like, he's realizing you are great. You are great. There's some other lines that my sister and I used to quote too, like when I should be talking about this over the music, actually.
Okay.
All right. I'll do that, and then I'll just talk about the other lines. Okay. So this is from Willow. This is music by Harumi Fujita, who, did a lot of stuff for Capcom, and this is a Capcom title, and this is for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is House, Item, and Dialogue Theme. This is music from Willow for the Nintendo. Music composed by Harumi Fujita. And this is called House, Item, and Dialogue Theme.
Another shorty.
Nah, this is 20 seconds long.
Oh.
So I think it goes beyond the designated shorty length or whatever. Another line that we used to quote a lot of lines from this movie, actually. One of them was, wanna breed.
Who says that?
Basically, there's a scene where, Mad Mordigan has to dress up like a girl in, Mad Mordigan, by the way, you haven't seen the movie, is played by Val Kilmer.
Okay.
And, he's in this bar kind of place, and this guy's, like, hitting on him, and ask him, I mean, he thinks he's a girl, and he's like, wanna breed?
Classy.
There's that, and then there's another line where the, there's these two, two people using magic against each other. I think it's Willow. Willow versus, I can't remember now, but there's some other bad, magician person. One of the spells they say, they're kind of just saying this language that doesn't even make sense. No, it's not that. This is what it is. It's Willow. There's this magician woman that he meets, and it's her versus the bad girl too. And they're saying things like, ah, na 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 na. I remember them saying that. I just remember them saying these nonsense words that they're supposed to be spells, And I don't know. I just remember something like, na 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 na.
What?
That's one of them. Na 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 na.
That's pretty good.
Something like that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. This is another line from Willow that I always used to do with my sister. He goes, win this war for me. Or something like that. I don't know. There's another one where this guy dies, and he's like, there's something he says before he says, win this war for me. But anyway,
I'm going to play
Win This War for Me.
Something from The Karate Kid.
Okay.
Can you quote anything from The Karate Kid?
Oh, you kidding me?
This is
Put him in a body bag. What's the guy? What does he say? Put him in a body bag. What?
I think it says Johnny.
Johnny. That's it. Of course. Body bag Johnny.
Oh, see, you don't know these quotes.
No, I do. I do. I just forgot for this little second.
I'd like to play. Let's play. I'm not sure where this is. But let's just play a track.
Yeah.
From Karate Kid for the NES.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Karate Kid.
Karate.
Karate.
The other line from this movie that my sister and I used to copy a lot was, "You dead meat."
I don't remember that.
You don't know when they say that?
No.
It's, I think, like they're in the locker room or something before the, it's at the tournament, you know?
Yeah.
And one of them says to Daniel, you know, he says, "You dead meat." Like one of the Cobra Kai guys says, "You dead meat."
Okay.
I don't know. It's the way he says it, though. It's good.
There's
a lot of lines from this movie.
This is my favorite part of the song. What do you call it when it's just that melody stays the same, but the bass changes?
It's called, that's a musical term actually for it. It's called when the melody stays the same and the bass changes.
Right.
That's what it's called.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
You're dead meat.
You're dead meat. No, I don't know. It's not called anything. I don't think there's anything specific.
I like when songs I hear do that.
Oh, you mean like when there's
like this part.
There's two different parts happening. Like there's two things happening. There's sort of like two different dynamics.
Right.
Something going fast and something going slow.
Sure.
Together, yeah. Call that dynamics. Call that Dianetics by L. Rob Hubbard. Dynamics. Video Game Music Dynamics by L. Rob Hubbard.
And L. Rob is E.L.
Yeah. L. Rob Hubbard. Yeah, he's like, oh, it's actually, that could be your other nickname, actually, Rob. Because you're Latino.
That's right.
L. Rob. You could be L. Rob Switch. L. Rob F. Switch.
L. Rob
that should be your new name, L. Rob F. Switch.
I'll try it out.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. No on that, actually.
L. Rob Hubbard. I can go with that.
You can go with L. Rob Hubbard. All right. The only problem is I feel like that's more, I think that's what, that nickname has more to do with Scientology than it does video game music, though. So that's,
well, not if you're Rob Hubbard, composer. In which case, L. Rob Hubbard would just be the Rob Hubbard in Spanish.
Right. The Rob F. Switch.
Right.
Of course, there's all the Pat Morita lines from the movie, too, but.
Of course.
It'd be too obvious to start quoting those.
A little more original than that.
Yeah. But actually, Put Him in a Body Bag, Johnny, is pretty standard, too, I think.
Well, that's a favorite.
But Dead Meat, though, that's more, you know, that's more obscure.
For some reason, I thought that was Rocky III as well.
Oh, really?
Mr. T says it to Balbo, I think. Or he just says, "You're dead."
There's a line when they're yelling Daniel LaRusso's name in Part 3, Karate Kid 3, that I used to copy that, but I don't even remember how it goes, but I just remember him yelling LaRusso, like, "LaRusso!" You know?
Oh, yeah?
Like, just the way he said it was, there was something about it that was, made me want to repeat it, LaRusso. I'm going to play something from Godzilla.
Okay.
So this is probably the oldest movie that, you know, we'll be playing on today's show, I think. Right?
I've got something from Charlie Chaplin game.
Oh, yeah? You got City Lights, the game? Right?
Yeah.
So this is from a game, the game Godzilla, obviously based on Godzilla, the movie, and the character. And this is called Earth. This is the Earth theme, or this is the Earth music for the level called Earth. And I'm not sure about the composer for it, but I think it's Miyamo Shunt, who did the music for Guardian Legend. And that's actually an alias. The real name is Masatomo Miyamoto. But I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about this, but it might be Masatomo Miyamoto. This is music from Godzilla for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Thank you. This is music from Godzilla, music possibly composed by Miyamo Shant, otherwise known as Masatomo Miyamoto, and this is Earth. I really like this part coming up right here, where it changes rhythm. This part. I mean, I really like, for one thing, I mean, I just like how it changes rhythm, for one thing, but also I really just, I don't know, I like the color of this part of the song, you know?
What studio did this come out of?
Compile.
Compile. Yeah. You don't hear the Street Fighter in there at all, do you?
Street Fighter?
You don't hear it?
I mean...
Right there, that just that one thing.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, in the way that you hear it, I guess I do. This part right here. This part's cool. I like this part a lot. It's kind of neat just how the rhythm changes on it. You know what I mean? I just think that's neat.
I'm going to play something from Die Hard,
mm-hmm.
which comes from Pac-In Video. Okay.
Yeah, Pac-In Video. They developed Rambo, I think.
Did they?
And then Acclaim published it, okay. I think. I think, yeah. I think that's what I said earlier, yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
This is a track called Endgame, composers Junichi Saito, Masaki Iwamoto, and Hitoshi Saito. Or Hitoshi Saito.
I think Saito, probably. Like Taito. Right?
Taito. Maybe you're right.
I don't know.
Saito.
Yeah, I would go with Saito.
Okay. Hitoshi Saito. This is called Endgame. A lot of stuff going on in this track. My favorite part are towards the end when that one voice just goes with that one.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, I like that. That's consistent throughout the whole track. Mm.
Up next, I'm going to play something from A Nightmare on Elm Street. This is music composed by David Wise. And this is a Nintendo game. And this is Town of Elm Street. Thank you. A Nightmare on Elm Street, music composed by David Wise. This is Town of Elm Street. I like this song a lot. It's, you know, it almost kind of, for some reason, it reminds me of Cocteau Twins for some reason.
What twins?
Cocteau Twins.
Copter Twins?
This is a weird song also, because it goes here. You know what I mean? This is a weird part of the song, you know?
It's ominous.
Well, it's just weird how it switches into this all of a sudden, you know? Then it goes... And it goes back into a sort of something more melodic, you know? It's weird how it goes into it like that. It's very weird.
You know who else is weird like that?
Who? Freddy?
Freddy Krueger. Yes. David Wise captured it perfectly.
David Wise is good. I mean, he's seriously one of the best Western composers, I think, you know? I like this part a lot right here. Da-da-da-da-da.
I would like to play something from Jurassic Park. For the Sega Genesis, this is from composer Sam Powell. This track is called The River. Jurassic Park.
River. Did you hear that? It's like Jurassic Park. Wow. This kind of reminds me of a cross between Strider and Echo the Dolphin.
And an upset stomach.
And an upset stomach, yeah, as I was motioning earlier when we were listening to it.
Yeah, Brent was doing the motion as if his stomach was really, really causing him some problems.
Yeah. So, because there's a part of it that really does sound like an upset stomach. And then I guess that sort of wave, whatever that sound is, that's, I guess, the diarrhea just coming out, like just gushing out, I guess.
If you feel something funny, it's probably Jurassic Park River.
Yeah. It's a river of diarrhea. That's what it was. Here, this part, I think the part's coming up right here, actually. I think it's like after this part. Maybe it's coming. Oh, wait, not that. There it is. I don't know, Rob. I think it was the shrimp pizza I ate this morning. Rob, I don't know. I gotta go. Oh, too late, too late.
Too late.
Too late, too late. I'm going to play something from Goonies 2. There was no real Goonies 2 in real life, no movie Goonies 2, but this is the sequel to the game based on the movie Goonies. Okay. And this is music composed by Satoe Terashima. And this is called, this is when you're in the caves. This is the cave music when you're in the caves.
Cave music.
Yeah. This is music from Goonies 2 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is a Konami title. Okay. And it's music by Satoe Terashima. This is the music when you're in the caves. And I really like the part kind of near the end of this song where, I don't know how to describe it, but it kind of just, I don't know, for some reason it sounds really 80s to me. Coming up right here.
Dirty Harry is our next game.
Okay.
You know what? I've never seen this movie also.
It's another classic.
Either, I should say.
I've seen it.
I've only seen...
I beat it. No, I'm just kidding.
I've only seen the famous scene. Are you feeling lucky?
Uh-huh. Oh, you've seen that scene?
I've seen the scene only.
Uh-huh. Where'd you see it?
I think I may have Netflixed it.
Just that scene?
Just that scene. I just wanted to see that scene.
Uh-huh.
Because I'd never seen it, but I didn't have
you should
time
watch
to see
the
them.
Movie. Well, yeah, actually, the music to the movie is pretty good.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's by Lalo Schifrin, and it's really funky and it's really funky and good. There's like some good drumming.
I like Lalo a lot.
It's a good, really funky drums. It's, you know, 70s kind of drum, like funky funk drum stuff. It's good.
Well, Lalo Schifrin.
I think it's Lalo Schifrin. I'm not sure though.
He did not do the music to Dirty Harry, the game.
Yes.
The composers for this title are Steven Samler and Elliot Delman. Mm-hmm. And they were over at Mindscape. The track I'm going to play is called Alcatraz. Good impression. You gotta ask yourself, you feeling lucky?
I've always been a maverick.
I want to watch that movie. I'm going to. I'll make it a priority.
I mean, the part of it that's really you know, I mean, the part that is really cool is the music, actually. And it is Lalo Schifrin. I just looked it up to verify. Okay, so I'm going to play something from, okay, I don't know. What do you think? Goonies 1,
okay,
which only came out in Japan.
All right.
Or Top Gun, The Second Mission.
I want to hear Top Gun.
All right. So this is from Top Gun, The Second Mission, okay? And this is music by Hidenori Maizawa.
Yes.
Yuichi Sakakura and Harumi Ueko. And I'm not sure where this is in the game, but it's a short track, so it's probably, you know, some kind of menu screen or something like that, or some kind of in-between screen. And it's really short, but it's just got a lot going on. It's really cool. I mean, just the sort of sound design on this track is just really cool. So check it out. It's from Top Gun, The Second Mission for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music from Top Gun, The Second Mission. And this is music composed by Hidenori Maizawa, Yuichi Sakakura, and Harumi Ueko. This is a really short track, but
sure.
This is a shorty. But it's so cool how much is going on and stuff, you know? Just kind of packing a lot into this, you know? There's all that stuff, you know? There's like this crazy drums and this kind of, it almost sounds like a slap bass. You know, it's a Nintendo song too, you know?
You're right.
What's that bass? And like all this drum action. But I mean, that's kind of cool to hear like kind of a slap bass sound in a Nintendo. Yeah. I imagine what's happening is they're using the square wave to play the bass, which kind of gives it that sharper sort of bass sound instead of using the triangle wave. Yeah, I like that. It's hard to describe, but that bugga dugga 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 dugga. You know, the upper voice that kind of comes in for a second, you know?
Yeah.
Like right here. It almost sounds like a computer-y kind of sound. Like the very video gamey sounding part
right.
of that. Yeah. I like that track. This track is neat. It's really neat.
I'm going to play something from Untouchables.
Isn't it The Untouchables? Oh, I guess it is just The Untouchables.
The Untouchables. Yeah. This is a game for the NES. It comes to us from Ocean.
Right. They developed that other, I think, what, Platoon, right? They developed Platoon.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a track from Untouchables. Not really sure. Maybe it's the intro track. Maybe it's the title screen music. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a track that I like from Composer Unknown.
Okay.
Here is something from Untouchables. Untouchables for the NES.
Very, very obvious that this is a Western composer. The arpeggiation, you know, the arpeggios. Yes. And then just has that Commodore 64 sound. And also it's very long, too.
It's almost the length of a feature length.
Right. Yeah, I could have watched the Untouchables during that last play. That brings us to the end of our show. This is our little movies episode. And there's so many other movies out there too to pick from.
Well, for another time.
I mean, not a ton, but you know, a lot of the movie adaptations for games, the game versions of the movies usually are kind of on the bad side.
Yes,
but there's some pretty good music though in there, though, right?
Absolutely.
So, if you'd like a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And if you want to, you can comment on there. If you want to privately message us, you can reach us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Call us, 281-SONIC-91.
And also, what?
Our sponsors.
We mentioned them earlier. We can mention them again.
One more plug.
Yeah, sure. Destiny Games.
42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548.
Or check out destinygames.com.
Yes.
And I think that's it. So we're going to leave you with a track from Total Recall. And this is a Nintendo game. And this is music that was composed by, well, the composers on this are David Warhol and George Senger. But the track I'm going to play here is not, only David Warhol worked on this track that I'm going to play.
Okay.
And it's Earth. It's the Earth theme. I played I played Earth from Godzilla. I'm going to play Earth from Total Recall. Actually, the soundtrack to this game is really short. There's only four songs or something.
Okay.
Four or five songs.
Right. I saw that one.
Yeah. There's like four or five songs and it's like Earth and Mars and, I don't know, the title track and the ending theme or something like that. So this is Earth from Total Recall. Ooh, lots of quotes from this movie, actually, huh?
I also did not see this
Rob. Now, this is a straight-up good movie. It still stands. It's still good even now. It's actually probably better. I actually like it more now, probably now, than I did when it came out. This movie is so good.
Okay.
I can't believe you didn't see this movie. This is the best. You gotta see Total Recall. This movie's the best. I can't believe you've never seen this before. That's crazy.
But hey.
This movie is so good. You gotta get this. Seriously, the next time you rent a movie, you gotta rent Total Recall.
Okay.
It's seriously a really good movie. I mean, I can't get over that you haven't seen it. I saw it in the theater, actually.
Okay.
I saw this in the theater. I saw Willow in the theater. I saw Three Amigos in the theater.
I did see Three Amigos.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
You saw it in the theater?
No.
You got to see Total Recall. Whoa. I mean, it's just so good. Anyway, have you seen Running Man? The Running Man?
No.
You haven't seen that?
No.
That's a good Arnold Schwarzenegger movie also.
Okay.
Have you seen Arnold? Do you know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is?
The former governor of California.
Right. But you don't know him as an actor, though,
yeah,
right?
Of course. Commando.
You've seen Commando? Have you seen
Predator?
Commando?
Terminator.
You've seen Terminator, right?
Yes.
Terminator 2?
Yes.
That's a good movie. Have you seen Jingle All the Way? That's his most memorable.
I've seen Jingle All the Way.
I haven't seen it, actually. I want to see it. Sinbad's in that, right?
Junior.
Uh-huh. Junior, right. Twins. Have you seen Twins?
Kindergarten Cop.
You've seen these?
Yes.
But you haven't seen Total Recall. That's such an important part of his...
Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer.
You've seen all that?
Yes.
You gotta see Total Recall. That's the best one. That's actually probably my favorite Schwarzenegger movie. Probably, it's so good, man. Oh
okay.
Man,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, my favorite line from the movie is, "See you at the party, Richter." See you at the party, Richter. See you at the party, Richter.
I like it.
It's good. Oh, okay. Oh, the other part of I also really like this line. Quaid. Open your mind, Quaid. That's a good one, too.
Who says that?
This character named Quado.
Okay.
You'll see. It's a good one. Got to see it. All right. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am L. Rob F. Switch.
Okay. The name of the show is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.